candid.
I wouldn't expect you to break any lifetime habits. Doge nodded slightly, betraying the slightest smile. He faced the old men and began talking. I found that my Nyueng bow was improving. I had no trouble isolating stone soldiers and soldiers of darkness in his monologue. Native faces kept turning my way, always more surprised. Sara told me, "They are monks of some sort. They've been watching for a long time. Watching is what their order does, in case the Shadow Masters try to return. They did not expect anyone to come for real."
"They especially didn't expect women, eh?"
"That amazes them, and Swan worries them. Their ancestors' experiences with white devils were not positive." Then, of course, the white crow swooped and landed on my shoulder, and the great black stallion, with its prune of a rider, came down to stick its nose in. And as the chatter picked up, still well seasoned with stone soldier and soldier of darkness and steadfast guardian, the rest of the band drifted forward, impelled by curiosity. First thing I knew, Tobo was right there beside me, along with Runmust, Iqbal, and Suruvija, and all their offspring, the dog, and ever-increasing jabber about what should we do with the captured. Where were we going to set up camp? "You hearing these questions?" I asked Doge.
"I hear them. I think we're going to be granted this whole valley, for the time being, while they send messages to the Court of All Seasons and the File of Nine. We'll have more important visitors eventually. Until then, as I understand them, we can set down anywhere we want. The dialect is a little tricky, though, so be careful."
Dozens of veteran eyes scanned the valley for defensible positions. It took no effort to identify them. They were the same as those we recalled from the Keolinae Wars. I wondered if all the connected worlds would be equally familiar physically. I indicated my choice. No one demurred. Runmust and the Sings hurried off to survey the site, accompanied by a dozen men armed for anything. The five old monks did not protest. Mostly, they seemed bemused and amazed. So it was that the Black Company reached the land of unknown shadows instead of fabled Katavar. There it was that the company settled and rested and recovered. There it was that I filled book after book with words when I was not planning or leading expedition to rescue the rest of my captured brothers, and even that devil dog Marika Montera, so he would be available for another, rather less pleasant encounter with justice than the one that had driven him into exile. The grandchildren of his former slaves feared him not at all. I won him a stay, at Lady's request, so he could help with Tobo's schooling. The stay was good, for as long as he did that job satisfactorily, and not for a moment more. The old monks, as tight of lip as their cousin Doge, agreed that Tobo had to be trained, but would not reveal their reasoning even to me. At one time, the land of the unknown shadows had suffered many lean, pale bone sacks just like Long Shadow. They were invaders from another world. They had brought no wives with them. Time did not love them. And thus it was. And thus it was. Soldiers live.